NAWRO. Testing. NAWRO clear.
It's working.
Well, I think you've begun. I was actually supposed to be testing the New Haven one, trying to program the Connect system here. So thank you for that, though. You got up. Yay. Too bad about that tree damage there. That's your aunt.
Yeah, yeah. It's no fun, but we'll wrap it up. It's just a couple of I forget what those tears are coming from, but they're overall we managed pretty good. But yeah, don't let me slow you down. I just heard you out there and had to say hi. So good morning, sir. KEAWUO.
Good morning to you as well. Long night last night, but we got through it. Thanks again for your help. NAWRO will be clear after you. Have a good one, John.
You do the same. KEAWUO, I'll be clear with monitoring.
KGO. Good afternoon, Tom. KEAWOJ.
Hi, Ricky. How goes the day?
Good, just sitting on the porch again with a cigar and in the shade and enjoying the break from the heat.
That sounds like fun. I got the glorious task of cutting the backyard when I get home.
Aren't you the lucky fellow? I don't know, I could be wrong, but I thought that's what wives were for.
She usually does it, no joke.
Oh, cool. Probably because you're working all the doggone time.
Yeah, but she had a procedure last month. The doc says no unnecessary strain for like 6 weeks, so she's taking advantage of that, you know, at her discretion, more or less.
Yes, sir. Better to be safe than sorry.
I said at her discretion, so she went shopping today and threw a 35-pound bag of dog food in the back of her car, brought it into the house. But then she's like, can you put this bowl up? I'm not supposed to lift over 5 pounds. I'm like, uh-huh.
I just don't know what to say to that.
Exactly. She says, well, you got to cut the grass. I'm not supposed to cut the grass yet. I'm like, uh-huh. But you're carrying that 35-pound bag of dog food, though, right? That's okay? And that case of water? That's good? Mm-hmm. Okay, I got you. I'm picking up what you're throwing down.
Yeah. Sometimes it's like men and women were born on different planets. So how's the car coming?
Well, I just picked up a silver cable because that's what it says I need to get on there, program the light kit. What I'm trying to do is get it in the program mode. I got the software. About a program. I just keep the campers and the lights on it. You know, if I could do that, I mean, I could stay with my wife, you know, say that the grass gets me cut. You know, I have to, like, go hide in a corner. Oh, in regards to the brakes, oh, yep, it stops good now. 40-pound rotors, tell you that much. Never had one heck of a time getting those suckers off. But the new one's on, as he's sitting there. Yeah, that was pretty heavy duty.
Did you get the neighbor's steps finished?
Yeah, we got those done Saturday. And then he did my car, he cut his grass and
so are you on your way home? You done working for the day?
Yeah, we got a bunch of stuff done. And just it's an early day. It's Friday. Don't feel like going anywhere fantastic. Went to visit at my...
Cool. I don't know why, but all day today seemed like Saturday to me.
Saturday. For me, every day is a Monday.
Yes, sir, you got that exactly right. If I don't have an appointment, I have no idea what day it is. And, geez, oh, Pete, every time I think I'm starting to get a little better, I almost called an ambulance last night. I just, it was weird.
Well, we still need that.
Sorry, Tom, but I didn't get any of that one.
I said we don't need that, do we?
No, sir, I am very sick of them places. Hope I never go there again.
Ricky, how are you today? Your usual cold?
Yeah, I'm hanging in there. I went to physical therapy this morning, and my they're supposed to be trying to get rid of the back pain and stuff, and my legs are killing me. but I guess it's supposed to do me good.
Well, I can have my daughter's horse step on your foot, and you won't worry about your back.
Oh, that's for sure. I, long ago, it seemed like a million years ago, I was my neighbor had a horse farm, Arabians, and then she boarded different kind of horses. But anyway, I was going to take this Arabian out of the barn and out to the trailer, and there was just a little opening in the doorway, and I stopped to open the door so both of us could fit through there. And the Arabian stud stood right on my foot. Oh, man. Oh, I didn't think I was ever going to get that, get him to back up. He did it on purpose, too.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that when I was driving my daughter to work. She goes, ooh, he's got Arabians? Oh, you know, she loves Arabians. But, yes, that wasn't accidental. That was intentional.
Yeah, she used to, the father... he used to work a lot. He owned a machine shop, so he was always working. And they were always going to shows with those Arabians. So they'd take me along to help to work with them kind of thing. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah. I agree. I miss doing the horse shows. Luckily, I got one this Sunday that I'm doing. So I'm going to have some fun.
They had a, I don't know what you call it, a great big place with a lot of stalls and a whole lot of horses and a whole lot of people showing them. It was pretty cool. It was impressive. Oh, okay. I know one time we went to Michigan State Fair. Had a big show going on there. So we went over to that. And while we were unloading the one of the Arabians there, no, it was a quarter horse, I guess. And while we were unloading it, it kind of freaked out and kind of deal going across there and peeled up.
Yeah, it happens. My daughter's horse got it, you know, got a stick stuck in his eyelid. And that was terrible. We had to have that cut drained out. You know, that was bad. And he got sprayed by a skunk. That was worse. But that was just him. He was just a fool.
I was a rough carpenter for a long time, and a guy I worked for, he was a blacksmith on the weekends. Man, he made more money during the weekend just doing a barn full of horses than a blacksmith, and then he did all week riding the hammer. But anyway, he got me to start helping him out. In the stall while he worked on their feet because they were, I guess, untrustworthy or whatever kind of thing. But anyway, I don't know how many horses they had to actually tranquilize just so they could work on their feet. One horse lived out in this big corral. It was actually, it turned wild. And we couldn't even get him tranquilized. So he didn't get his feet worked on.
And that sounds about right. Don't pay attention to them. And don't work them when they get feral, or they could get feral. So, yeah, I can understand that.
Well, I'm sorry, Tom, I didn't get most of that. There was seemed to be a carrier there, but no audio. All I got was my daughter's horse, and that was it.
I wonder if my power was too low. How about now?
booming right in here now.
No, I said my daughter's horse is a quarter horse and thoroughbred mix. They call it an appendix. We just call him an ass.
There sure is a lot going. Yeah, there's a lot to taking care of horses, that's for sure. And that girl, man, she had her hands full with her own horses and Moravians and then all them quarter horses and different kind of horses that they boarded there.
Oh, sounds like that guy is a woman up there. Got a...
So where are you at? Are you getting close to home, or are you still got a ways to go?
No, I'm in Romeo like a little bit. But I'm going to jump over to UHF real quick and bother Wally. I got to coordinate some with him anyways. Jump over there if you can. KCKJ.
Okay, yeah, I was just seeing some activity there on the phone, so catch you later, K8WOJ.
Rick, I'll talk to you later. 73KKJ.
Okay, Tom, always good catching up with you. Have a good and safe trip. We'll catch you later. K8WOJ.
Okay, Peter, test. 1, 2, 3. Okay, Peter, test. 1, 2, 3. Test, test. 1, 2. Okay, Peter, test. 1, 2, 3.
If they ask you a question now.
Test 1, 2, test, test.
WAVD from KEAWUO. WAVD from KEAWUO.
KFAFQN. KFAFQN. NABZR on statewide 1.
KFAFQN.
Hey, Wyatt, how are you doing? This is Brian. KFAFQN, this is NABZR. Over.
I'm doing good, Ryan. How about you?
I'm doing good. I'm glad you got that DMR working. You sound like $1 million over here on this end. I'm at 23 in Gratiot, talking to the Mount Columbans repeater, and I believe you're on Burnside, right? Over.
Yeah, I am. I'm still really shocked that I can hit Burnside clearly from here.
Yeah, well, Burnside isn't that far away, I don't think, from you, right? Was it about 20 miles?
About, but still, like, I can go anywhere in my house. I can point my antenna, like, on the ground. Like, I can bury my antenna in the dirt from my house.
Yeah, roger that. Are you using, like, the little rubber duck antenna? Over.
Are you still there?
Nate, BVR. Yeah, Wyatt, I hope you're still picking me up. You were breaking up a little bit there, and I lost you for a little while. Over.
Okay, yeah, I hear you now. Yeah, I didn't hear your transmissions. Sorry, yeah, I don't know what happened there. My radio is showing me. I'm going to ask you to show me that my signal's coming out good, but again, that isn't, like, account for how far my signal travels, so I don't know.
Hey, how's things going on the farm? I bet you're pretty busy with all your animals and stuff, huh?
Yeah, we finally got the raccoon that killed all our chickens. Raccoon that was killing a lot of our chickens. Well, the raccoon killed all of our chickens. We had about 3 dozen chickens kill all of them. We finally got that raccoon and that raccoon taken care of. But yeah, other than that, farm animals have been really good and stuff. It's been really hot. this past week. It's been miserable out.
Holy cow, a raccoon killed 3 dozen chickens? Oh my gosh, I can't believe it.
Yeah, big loss of money, chickens, eggs, everything. That was a huge loss on us.
Did you guys reestablish the flock yet with the new chickens over?
No, we didn't yet. We have to wait till there's the chickens are on sale at Family Farm and Home. Sorry, that's my phone. At Family Farm and Home in Elmont, they have a lot of sales of chickens, so we're waiting till the chickens go on sale so we can buy off all of them. But right now, there's only one chicken living in the coop that they're in, and we physically moved that chicken in there because it had babies.
Wow, I still can't believe that raccoon killed all those chickens. Was it rabid or something? Was there something wrong with that raccoon?
The raccoon had babies. That's why it was feeding her babies. But, yeah, it was nasty. All the chicken carcasses were, like, completely gutted. There was no meat, feathers left or anything. And they were dismembered. It was gross. But we put out a live trap, and we caught one, I think. No, we didn't. There's one more male left, and the male... And we didn't find him yet, but we should have had a live chat for him. My dad!
Wow, that's amazing. Well, I'm glad you got, at least you got the one raccoon out. And, yeah, you have to get that flock reestablished so I can come up there and buy some eggs from you, over.
Yeah, plus we're getting short on eggs anyways. Well, we had a lot of eggs, but not as much as the summer before, so hopefully this year we'll get our flock more eggs and stuff like that. You can come to our stand one day. Cujo, every time he visits here, he always likes to buy honey from our stand. Hopefully if you do, we'll have eggs by then.
Oh, wow. You guys got honey, too? You got your own hives up there, over?
No, we don't. But they're from around here. They're from Lapeer County. But, yeah, the honey's, I think it's wildflower honey that we get. Maybe. But that's where we get it from. I think it comes from, like, Elmont or something.
Oh, wow. I'll have to come up there and buy about 10-12 pounds of it and make some mead, you know. You put that in a jar and let it ferment for about a year and you make mead, over.
Brian, that's not what it's supposed to be used for.
What was that, Wyatt, over?
My mom said make a rambitious mead. Also, I don't think that's what the honey's supposed to be used for.
Oh, yeah, you can mix honey with water and ferment it, and you make an alcoholic drink called mead. They call it nectar of the gods. So.
Well, I take it you make, what is it, mead?
N-A-D-Z-R for I-D. No, I made beer before and wine, but I didn't make mead. And with the medicine I take, I'm not supposed to drink that much, so that's why I haven't been doing much of that stuff later. But I'd like to make, you know, mead and, make about 2 or 3 gallons of it and just let it ferment for a year and then see how she comes out. Over.
Okay, yeah. I heard mead. I'm like, what? I didn't know what it was, but obviously I do now. Hey, my mom put a crawdad in this container, and she left it on my table, my ham shack, and I didn't look inside. I didn't know what it was. I set it aside. The crawdad was live when I set it aside, not knowing it was in there. And my mom showed me just now, and the crawdad died suddenly.
We got a lot of crawdads over here in the canal. I live on a canal, and one time my wife bought this camera, and we threw the camera in the lake in the canal there, and we watched all the crawdads come up in there looking at the camera, wondering what it was, and poking at it with their claws.
I guess my radio cut out there. That's funny. I didn't know they would even care for a camera. I'm ready to do that just to see what happens. That sounds really cool.
It's a special underwater camera, you know, it's meant for, like, looking at fish and stuff like that. And it's got some weird lights on it, so I think maybe they were attracted to the lights. And I also saw some gobies. I don't know if you know what gobies are, some little goby fish that infested the lake. And they were swimming around by that lighted camera also.
There's a goby in Michigan. That's like the type of fish I don't have in one of my aquariums.
Oh yeah, you got aquariums. That's cool. I used to have an aquarium. I got a 70-gallon aquarium, but it's dry right now. But yeah, they're like that. They're the gobies. The round-headed gobies. I think that's the same thing that you buy at the pet store. And they're in the lake. They're in the Great Lakes. Got infested in here years ago by some Russian ballast water, tank of some Russian ship, and they dumped the ballast water into the lake, and then the gobies took hold here, and they've been here ever since. Over.
So I could just steal some gobies from the Great Lakes and sell them for aquariums. That's like free money.
Yeah, we catch them sometimes out there. In the lake, you know, we catch like 3 or 4 inches, but I heard that there's 12 inches if you go up to the city of St. Clair on the St. Clair River, and the guy that told me about that was a marine biologist, and when he said that he had to do studies on gobies, him and his daughter, he would take his daughter up there, and he would go catch them off the docks in the city of St. Clair, 12-inch long gobies, over.
12 inches, geez. You normally only hear about some of them like 6 inches or 5 inches type like gobies. I know this breed of gobies are like aquarium breed, but I know they can get that big. In fact, that's bigger than my Oscar. That's in my 29-gallon tank.
Oh, you got Oscars too? Oh man, I used to have an Oscar. I bought an Oscar for 99 cents. It was 1 inch long. And I grew him in my aquarium, and he grew up to be 11 inches long. And I used to take worms and night crawlers and hold them over the water, and he would come up out of the water, and he would take them, you know, in his mouth and eat them, and it was a blast. He was our pet. And he would come up to the side of the tank and wag his tail, and he'd see me come home from work. And that Oscar was so cool. But then we found out that it wasn't an Oscar, but an Oscarette, because she was became egg-bound. She got the egg stuck in her, and she couldn't get them out. And then she turned vertical, and she got sick. So we called the curator down at the Belle Isle Aquarium and asked him what to do. And they said, nah, sometimes they get egg-bound, and there's nothing we can do about it, you know. So we lost her. And yeah, but that was a blast. We had that Oscar for years. We loved that Oscar. It was a red and black Oscar. Over.
Well, those things get huge. I got mine when it was about 2 inches long. 99 cents, dude, that's cheap. Mine was like $5. Inflation, geez. But yeah, same with mine. Obviously, mine's not cool enough to, for me to hand feed him, but yeah, I'll give him big, like, Oscar pellets, and I feed them frozen mysa shrimp, which are really good. That's his, like, main diet is mysa shrimp, which is really good for him. And then for a snack, I'll give him bloodworms. They're all frozen, though. They're all dead. I think he's eaten some white collars before. But, yeah, I have a tiger Oscar. So he's got, like, an orange pattern, like, to him. He's black and orange. Also, I have a 50-gallon tank, and I'm going to be KA Amazon River.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. That ours was a Tiger Oscar, but it was red and black. And, yeah, it was a Tiger Oscar. Vicky wants to know what kind of filters you got, over.
Oh, boy. Two of my things are no filter because they're planted. One is a, what do you call it? What is it, a layer filter? So it's got filter sponge, activated carbon, and then porous rocks for beneficial bacteria. And then I have two Tetra filters, that's where I use, and then 4x50 gallon. It's not plugged in yet. I think I can.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing about them bloodworms, though. Don't ever feed them with live bloodworms, because we used to put live bloodworms and feed our Oscar with that, and some kind of parasite got into the tank one time, and they, what do you call them, bristleworms. We had all these bristleworms that were growing in the tank from the bloodworms. And then what the Oscar would do is he would get on one side of the tank, open his mouth, and then he would rush all the way over to the other side, you know, so he'd stick his mouth in the gravel, and he'd rush all the way over to the other side of the tank. And then he'd sit there spitting out this gravel, and he would keep the bristleworms in his mouth and then eat them.
Boy, yeah. Yeah, Oscars are definitely characters. They definitely have a lot of personality. I mean, I looked at, like, papers, and it's literally, like, scientifically proven that self-aware and stuff, and they, like, know who they are. So that's pretty cool. But yeah, they're definitely curious creatures.
Yeah, don't let anybody tell you that the Oscars don't have personality, because they sure do. And everybody was always thinking I was weird because I was so bummed out when my Oscar died, you know, and I just couldn't understand it. But I think you understand it, you know, the personality that Oscars have. They are really awesome fish. But, okay, I'm getting destinated now here. We're back home, so I'm going to say 73 is P.Y. It was really nice talking to you today. I hope to talk to you more on this DMR in the future. So, we'll talk to you later. This is NABZR, and we'll be clear after your final.
All right, nice talking to you again. It was nice talking to Vicky. You guys both have a good rest of your evening. And 7:30, so I'll catch you later. AF8, FQN, clear for now.
NABZR, this is KATMR. W8 meeting. W8 meeting. W8 meeting. K8EEE. K8EEE. Anybody out there? Yeah, I'll say good evening. W8 meeting. What part of the state are you in?
Yeah, I'm up here in Flint.
And I've been learning quite a bit, so I still got some bugs.
You sound fine. How do I sound?
I got a little ink at the end of your signal, but that could be at my end as well. I'm not sure yet. Like I said, I've got a lot of learning to do here. I would be kicked the power down a little bit as well.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, I run on low power, but I've got a good received signal.
There you go. I fixed it from my end. Very good. Okay. Well, you have a good night, and I'm getting ready to call it here, but I've got a lot of time in this project, and I'm enjoying it.
Well, as long as you're enjoying it, that's the main thing, right? Okay. 73's KD8 AAA. Have a good night.
You too. WA Victor Delta.